But over and above this, there's a summary. There's a summary of all the activities. I've had that intuition to do that for us, because I think we don't just get high of CD, then we get confused and all. So I think they are more organized. Can I tell you, the way you keep them is the way they are here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, in a box.
Yes.
And that's why that's very efficient. Now, you received how many? 203.
And we've got one position.
And we've got one position.
Now we
expect. And even if the person who all applies here, he or she feels that they qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It could mean the level of unemployment. It could mean the fate of readiness. It could mean it changed a lot of messages. Mm-hmm. So this is a very similar position. So for one position, 203. Not for the attachment, but the register for all the contingencies. The fish are also in the way we are here, number 1 and 203. You find them there. Taxes that go. Now the next, the second list is a list that I want us to first entertain. The list of the qualified candidates. There are 103 disqualified candidates. They are disqualified due to a number of reasons. If you look at this document at the table, where it contains qualifications not mentioned as per due to qualifications, security management, for example, disqualified 4-year national diploma, however indicated that outstanding master's in business administration. Disqualified bachelor of law and diploma in psychiatry nursing. Qualifications not aspect. I don't know. I wanted to maybe take 10 minutes. And since even if you want, you hire more, it's fine. But this is the part where I wanted to satisfy ourselves. Let's go through this for a few minutes. Once you're done, then we can discuss way forward the approach. Let's go through the quite our own space, and if you feel the effect of the change, you can do that. For a few minutes, let's
I'm not the next.
unheimlich. Ein Naturverständnis ist auch okay. When you tell them to bring the Shekinah Kodesh when they come for the interview, but you also undertake the process here, because that you make it your responsibility to do quantification and verification. Yes. 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 Yes.
I'm so sorry. I can't. Yes. the candidate in Germany is was not that in, it's just on the ship. This candidate started working in 2014, and in 2018, as a sample promotion, in company called, as a promoter, in the company called sample promotion company. And the candidate increased, increased to what it is that she was doing. And then in 2014, the candidate was in Department of Monitoring and Policy, Union for Policy Promotion, as a student.
Because
I'm saying that actually guided by the constitution
Alright, I'm just going to change the color of the
If we can check the share information on the first page, all these qualifications are now qualifications.
Having to put all the summaries together, I would excuse you if he asked my friend up to do something.
Let me move to Denmark and in the lost country. When did you reach me? Supposedly a woman had COVID. Whatever they send them to me, they apply to the program. So we should be able to organize them.
What is No,
It says you should have been part of the commission at some point. You understand? So I don't think we'll definitely get 10 cases if I don't know before. But we can get people who understand the legislation in different ways. Arabs, the population of
Israel,
Arabs,
yeah. So, but what I want to say is it's not completely irrelevant.
Okay.
It's not a disqualification if you don't tick that box.
Okay, sure. That's what I want to say. Okay. conclusion from heaven.
Yes. Okay. My problem is that I didn't get time to go for her saving. She's a female. Now who am I denying?
No, I have she has
quite an extensive knowledge, but my problem is she's not working. What a vision.
That's
my problem with that. Why is she not working? No, she's not romantic or what? Because really she has got imagine what we're looking for. But the problem is why is she not working? Oh, yeah.
134. Would you give him or her one number?
Just give the one number, 134.
134, yes. So the is 134 now, we draw with 137, yes. 134. Valencia.
Now, could you just say why? Who else?
What is that saying for?
How many females are you?
Let's check again and certify ourselves. If there's no alpha. What about 130?
No, no, it's fine.
Then I agree with 130.
No, then I hit it on top in my basket. Okay, and we put it in. Very shocking. And then I think who cut under the cost.
to go to the ministry of someone. But you don't know of any 10, 8, 11, 12 people. Just for the sake of meeting people, again, we have to collect this. And I think we also need the gift. Yeah. So, less than the one person.
And can you put the professor?
I'm not invited. professional that matter to an interview with no intention of not appointing him or her. I would be disrespectful towards that person. I just not feel like that, you know?
So you don't think that he might come to you on Friday that, you know, he's absolutely the right candidate?
Well, he will. I think we'll
of my age, he'll definitely
come to you. He will. He will. Well, if it is I and I don't want to
understand. I him. Just the last local effect because of being a lecturer, you think that to impact the information to you in terms of the exhibit and on the experience. And that he's like, Mr. Chief.
But does he have management?
He must.
No, he has.
Yes, but he has.
Okay.
No, he's a doctor, right? I've taken him a speech transcript of the university level.
I just feel that some
hey, Jim, will I have an Englishman?
Two keys. The first one is, this person, as the members called it, has been called in by Minister Nzimande on more than one occasion to come and turn around and fix it. You know, when things really go wrong, so that the University Council and so on, can, and the Vice Chancellor cannot manage an institution, they brought in this guy. Now, I take my hat off to any administrator that must be put a boat, a floater in, and get it on course. I don't know this man, only from his CV. But I was quite impressed by his management experience. And okay, secondly, okay. Also he's published widely on public service.
Let's put him,
Yeah,
we can put another
thing.
Yeah, let's look for another thing. Okay,
please.
9:4. With your faculty has knowledge and experience as a lecturer in the academic world. Now they say he currently works as a lecturer. I know.
Yeah, no, you're not, I'm not.
She speaks French, German. And then how do you then write German that speak it to your poor? How do you write French? How do you read and write French but to speak then you can't go? Member of Parliament. number 5, number 1, 1, 8, yep, May, African
what?
Candidate number 7, no, number 6, candidate number 6, Mahaya, female, what is Mahaya black? Those are the 6 recommended shortlisted candidates for our meeting on the 14th of November 2014. Can I come over? Madam, thank you for the opportunity. I move to outline the numbers and the agenda for the interviews of the 14th commission. Seconder? Thank you very much, members. Now we are done with the first part of the interview, and we then move to the second part of the interview with the recommended candidates. Can we agree on the format? I'm going to have serious questions, of which I think if we do have serious questions, we'll be more organized. But they need to cut across, you know, the constitution, the legislation of TIFI in particular, the roles, what else? And malicious. Yeah? Okay. If you allow me, I'll work with the team to then develop questions. We will meet 15 minutes before the interview, go through the questions, and see if they do cover all the issues that we've raised. I would not want to see a situation where Ndombela comes in and we just say it was a social party, so Ndombela and Ndombela leave. When somebody else comes in, then the pattern changes. So everything must be covered. I want to request that we do that. So we'll then meet a few minutes before the interview. I will prepare the questions with a team and present them to you on Friday. That's in order. Mm-hmm. Okay. Member Verstappen, Member Mende, Malfuma, Madamini, then you talk.
Thank you, Chair. I fully concur with what you proposed. Perhaps you would allow us also to submit questions for consideration to Mr. Ngube. Can I, a second thing, can I ask that we try to convene at 9 and then schedule the first interview for 9:30? Can I also suggest, since we've got 6 candidates, it would take us then an hour and a half, that we then have a small break in between, and then the last hour and a half of interviews. And then I presume we would try to get to a decision on Friday as well, while everything is still fresh in our minds. So I think in terms of flight bookings, etc., if I may propose that, I think it will only be safe to fly from 2 o'clock onwards for those of you that need to catch flights. Then I also would like to record.
It was
9 o'clock, 9:30, we had the first interview, then for 3 interviews, and then just a break in between, but that also allowed the time, because sometimes you run over and...
What is the suggestion time for the 6 candidates?
30 minutes
each. Half an hour, just
30 minutes. 30 minutes, yes, that's my proposal. So it means that at 11 o'clock we might have a little break until 11:30 or even 15 minutes perhaps, you can decide. Okay. And then another hour and a half of interviews, so it's half an hour.
Okay.
And then, if I may continue, or would you first want to discuss that? Everybody's fine. Can I really want to express my sincerest gratitude for the staff who must have worked very long hours to summarize 101 CVs. When I received the list, when I heard last week that there was, I think the number figure mentioned was 124 then, and now it grew to 200, I thought it might be impossible. I actually came here this morning to say, I think we're trying to do the impossible within the time limit,
But thanks to their very hard work, I feel comfortable that we've been able to scrutinize each and every CV and that people get to a fair result. So I really want to say thank you. Somebody had to do it. They took it upon themselves and they've instilled such confidence with me that I'm quite confident to also allow them to help achieve with the formulation of the questions, etc. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I also want to extend a little gratitude to the team. It was done a very great job. Secondly, I have a request, thing that triggered me when I work with the team now to formulate the questions and standardize them, that they do more research in terms of the Public Service Act and its regulation in order to reflect particularly on the issue of ethics.
Do you have questions in line, but then I will request that
they zoom in on that area of ethics and integrity, because that's what PSC has to really look into in terms of the public service. I will then look into the regulations of public service and the public service on itself, and then zoom into the ethics and integrity issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I would say that we agree in terms of the timetable and set, but also we must put in a little time when we are finalizing the program, because there will be follow-up questions which are not going to be in written form. Based on the response of the individual, then we must be very cautious on that. That's the only thing that I want to raise.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. Firstly, I would like to thank you for conducting this panel in the way that we have done it, and for allowing us to explore and give our views as to how we see the whole process. Secondly, I would like to thank our staff, and I know that sometimes it becomes very harsh, but I'm telling you, 4 or 5 years down the line, you will say, you've never been groomed like they've been groomed. Why they work like this, I'm sure you knew that if you come back to this committee with an undone job, unprofessional job, you're going to get something out of it. So thank you, that you are learning out of that. Thank you so much. Secondly, Chair, now we have proposed that let's have questions which is good from all other from the other parties, which is very good. But let's make sure that you, Chairperson, together with the staff that will be combining the questions, don't forget this is your guideline, like you said. This is your guideline. What we have advertised there is only on 3 headings. It's commission regulation, it's policies, it's practices. So all the questions will be structured around those 3 questions. Even the members that will be submitting, they need to make sure that they stick on that, because a person do the research, prepare himself based on the requirements. Having said that, thank you so much.
Can I also say welcome to the officials, did quite a good job. And I also want to commend our team, colleagues. We have worked very well in a very coordinated fashion. And it was brilliant in the manner in which we approached the whole thing. Thank you very much for that. Can I suggest that, let's say by 12 o'clock noon, by 12 o'clock on Thursday, for other questions, there should be a cut off for the questions that are going to be filed. So that on Friday, they're already. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Members will submit questions based on the, which is guided by the assets. First time, let it be 10 o'clock. Thursday. Yeah. So that we work for maybe 3-4 hours to finalize it. We'll also allocation 30 minutes each. And try also to keep, but then that will be controlled by the
level of engagement is actually go beyond, but we should try by all means to be within the 30 minutes so that we finish on the first time. Those are the three issues that I think members are suffering from. I also want to also indicate or say that I am humbled by the level of maturity and our participation in this committee generally. But this has also shown where we are not in this committee, because you know such issues we can never end up fighting, and then we can end up completely agreeing, you know, the spirit that we have conducted. I hope that we will not get unnecessary objections. I still want to urge Abu Bola to also indicate on the table of disqualified candidates, governor, the late submission. The first issue that she is qualified because of the late submission, I think that is a cause of will pardon her because of the challenge that is out there. But we need to categorize the reason why she was disqualified. Because she doesn't qualify in any way, she's an educator, she's not a public service person. I think I was just guided by our team. This is unusual, my contact with the people. They're leading to that, you know. I hope all public administrators understand the importance. So much we've worked under tremendous pressure. So it's not just time for it, but finally, we're relating someone. So thank you very much. I'm looking forward to a peaceful and a peaceful Friday. I hope we'll be laughing on Friday also and enjoying ourselves. Yeah? And even on this very day, we need to use it before Parliament rises. We need to call next week. Yeah? Next week, TSC must give us a report of each year. They should limit it to 5. We can't be able to that, that's 5. Yeah. So that brings us to the end of our meeting. End of our meeting will be on Friday, 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
Venue. Committee room? Yeah. 1. Thank you, Blaine. Tomorrow there's no meeting. Because it's interviews on Friday and today we had the whole day for this. Alright, members, thank you very much. Please, on record, do your independent qualification verification. Those who have been invited for the interviews, they must bring we don't want to 35 copies of their certificate. Tell them that the committee said they don't want stories. Which is, my house was broken into, my house burnt and all that. Yes. I'm at the discount. Hey, I don't want to touch it.
Thank you for your leadership there as well. It seems to me that if even some of the opposition parties from your leadership side to take place.
Wait for the house again. No,